السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this
Imam al-Hussein's words on the eve of Ashura. By Allah, I have tested them and found them all courageous and staunch. They are as associated with me like the association of the infant with the chest of its mother.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati حلت بفنائي عليك مني.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of زيارة الناحية المقدسة. Stay tuned.
وبقي الليل والنهار.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريته.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the low tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-salamu ala al-murammal bid-dima. As-salamu ala al-mahtuk al-khiba. As-salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Astin. On the eve of Ashura, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam collected his people, his companions, and indicated it to his men, that he noticed that the most praiseworthy people were his own companions. And then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated it to his companions that the time of martyrdom had approached quite closely, and that there was no imposition whatsoever on any of his men to remain with him. Please note carefully that even on the eve of Ashura, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to rescue his people. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to rescue people either from certain death or from ideological or doctrinal death. On the eve of Ashura, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated it to his people, to his companions, that they were free to leave him. This was because Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended not to impose any of his members to remain with him. Although Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam knew well that he was the rightful leader and the rightful figure in the event of Ashura, yet Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to raise the intellectual level of his companions. So we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, first of all, explained the whole situation, elucidated it to his companions, and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended and conveyed to all of them that none of them was obliged to remain with him, because he knew well that the Umayyad side and the Umayyad hegemony only intended to kill Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Then in this connection, we find that the male members of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's side remained steadfast with him. And through remaining steadfast with him on the eve of Ashura and remaining so on the day of Ashura, we find that all of them together, they opened a very important and golden page in the whole history, in the history of the world, of the whole world. The point is simply that usually people, when people receive the news of coming uncertain danger, usually people come to think about the consequences, or they get ready for doing something against the danger. However, in the context of Ashura and in the context of the Battle of Karbala, we find that the members of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's side never left him, and they remained steadfast with him. This is evident in the discourses of the people of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and we find it that those people who remained with him, they became the important and unforgettable companions of an infallible Imam throughout history. And they reached eternal felicity in the whole world. Felicity both in this world as martyrdom, and felicity in the world hereafter as permanent residents of the divine paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya Abba.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني